The American Red Cross has announced major changes in the way it solicits money for disaster relief after fierce criticism for its handling of funds raised in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks. The Red Cross says the changes will ensure that donors know what happens to their money. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
In the weeks following September 11th, a flood of dollars flowed into what the Red Cross called the Liberty Fund, separate from its traditional disaster relief fund. The Red Cross began distributing grants to people who lost loved ones or their livelihoods in the fall of the World Trade Center. But when donors found out that up to half of the Liberty Fund was earmarked for other Red Cross projects, many were livid. Today, Chairman David McLaughlin again recognized the need for change.
Year after year, disaster after disaster, we usually get things right. But in the case of September 11 and a few other large disasters, we've made some unintended mistakes. Mistakes that have raised important questions about our fundraising practices.
Red Cross officials spent the last several months working out what went wrong and how to fix the fundraising process. They spoke to many angry donors who assumed their money would go to attack victims. Red Cross official Michael Farley said people often complained the organization's own ads were misleading.
In our research, we found that oftentimes individuals who look at these ads will not read any further than the headline. And if that's where you stopped, then you would not get the idea that the Disaster Relief Fund and their gift would go to support the victims of this particular disaster, but also victims of other disasters.
So, for example, the bold type ad headline might read, "Terrorist attack victims need your help." Only in smaller paragraphs below would the advertisement say a donation would go to victims of this and other disasters. From now on, the Red Cross will strip out of its headlines any reference to a specific crisis. For example, it would now read simply, "Disaster victims need your help." The Red Cross has also set up a new system of double-checking where the donor intends the money to go. Chairman McLaughlin made it clear that catering to the donor is very important to a point.
It is also important to explain what we cannot do, which is to turn the Disaster Relief Fund into a disaster menu, where donors are encouraged to pick the victims of their choice.
Red Cross ads and solicitations will stress the use of the traditional disaster relief fund, a pool of undesignated donations on standby for the next attack, fire, or hurricane. Red Cross officials said that fund is the base of their efforts. In the last 4 months, floods in West Virginia, fires in the western states, tornadoes in Texas and Maryland, and other crises have sapped the Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund of some $10 million. In those same 4 months, the organization raised only about $1 million. Another important new change, the Red Cross will make a public announcement at the point when it has received enough money to cover a relief effort. That, officials hope, will counter the impression that donations made after an incident automatically go to that disaster's relief. CEO Harold Decker says donors can still earmark their money for specific cases, but not after the Red Cross has announced it's collected enough.
In effect, we'll be taking on a much greater burden of responsibility to ensure that donors are aware that their contributions may go to support a myriad of disasters.
Red Cross officials don't expect these new measures to cost a lot. Neither do they expect donations to slack off under the new rules. What they hope and believe is that these changes will restore the public's trust in an organization that many believe slipped up in its response to September 11th, one of the biggest disasters in U.S. history. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.